Tonight's episode of ER, the hot medical series on NBC, is directed by Quentin Tarantino, the equally hot writer-director of Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction. Some people are asking why Tarantino, an established film talent, is doing television, but TV critic David Bianculli isn't at all surprised.
Obviously, Quentin Tarantino doesn't need the work, but he likes it, and he likes ER. He's such a fan of the show that when he missed a few episodes, he called up the producers to request tapes. They turned right around and offered him a directing job, which he quickly accepted. And quickly is the key word here, because ER is all about speed. NYPD Blue and Homicide: Life on the Street may be the fastest dramatic shows on TV when it comes to the way they're edited. But when it comes to maintaining a hectic pace during single, unedited camera shots, ER is the hands-down record holder. People run all over the place during ER, and so does the camera, running down hallways in hot pursuit, poking into rooms, peeking through windows. By minimizing the editing and keeping the action and the images fluid, ER maximizes the sense of urgency.
Yeah, and give him 125 milligrams solumedrol IV push. Malik, call radiologist, get a portable chest film.
You got it.
BP's going nowhere, still 50 over 30.
Across 8 units.
Carter, should we yank it?
No, not yet.
Gonna need a Foley.
All right. Four units.
The OR
for exploratory
laparotomy. Right again.
Okay, please, hi. That's my son, James. Is he going to be okay?
I'm Dr. Hicks, Mrs. Schaefer. I don't know yet, but we'll do everything we can. Please wait out here. What have we got, Peter?
15-year-old male impaled on a rebar. We need to get him up to the OR for an X-lax.
Go on. Medicine's up there. He'll take him.
Anesthesia's
on. Carter, come on. You're going with me.
OR 3. Call housekeeping. I can't leave. Hold it.
All right, clear the hallway. Let's get the elevator. Let's move. Go.
Claire, get out the way. Let's move.
Heads up. Look out.
That particular scene takes place right after the opening credits, and it's a perfect example why Tarantino was attracted to ER in the first place. It's an impressive but not intrusive set piece, in which a single camera tracks, circles, pans, and dollies through 13 separate scenes in several different trauma rooms in an unbroken shot lasting a full 2 minutes. Now that's speed. So is the rate of TV production itself. Tarantino could, and did, shoot for a week, and see the final product on network TV less than 3 weeks later. To his credit, Tarantino treats his quickie ER stint as precisely what it is, one more episode, and a good one, in an ongoing series. If you look closely, though, you can see a few typical Tarantino touches. Designer sunglasses, a severed ear, and a few scenes in which the camera stays put for a very long time, letting the actors and dialogue stand out. So why don't more film directors do TV? Good question. And the good answer is, they already do. Robert Zemeckis of Forrest Gump fame did several episodes of Tales from the Crypt. Steven Spielberg got his start in TV, directed the brilliant telemovie Duel, and more recently created Amazing Stories. That anthology series featured such directors as Martin Scorsese, Clint Eastwood, and Tim Burton. Not a bad bunch. Barry Levinson has directed Homicide: Life on the Street. Woody Allen directed and starred in a TV version of his Don't Drink the Water play. Jonathan Demme directed a delightful adaptation of Kurt Vonnegut's Who Am I This Time for American Playhouse. And David Lynch, of course, directed some unforgettable episodes of Twin Peaks. Robert Altman has directed for TV. So have James L. Brooks, Ron Howard, Rob Reiner, Gary Sinise, Diane Keaton, and lots of others. The question isn't who is going to direct for TV next. The question is, who's left?
David Bianculli is the TV critic for the New York Daily News.